Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
It's For Crying Out Loud time, and we're going to start with an ad. Lynette is in the funky mood, and I'm about to find out why. She's not mad at me, you guys, but something is brewing. But first, we're going to be excited.
Stephanie told me she was going to open up. She's going to cheer me up.
FabFitFun.
By opening up a FabFitFun box.
Our fall box is here. Our box is here, you guys. Our box
Thank
is here.
Thank God for fall fit.
So we're going to open it up. I know this doesn't make great fit. Radio. It's better for like a YouTube video, but you're going to hear us get excited about what we got.
Oh, they got...
What do we get?
We got polishing facial exfoliant.
I love
grapefruit.
I love that. Me. Mm-hmm. Me. Okay, we got bubble sheets, cleansing mat. Oh, my God. You know the kids are going to freak for these.
I know. My girl, she loves the Glam Glow bubble sheet oxygen deep cleanse mask.
Keep in mind, you guys, these are all full size. Oh, my God. Look at this. Earbuds.
Oh, my God. My daughter needs that.
Okay. Earbuds. Oh, we got... Oh, these really cute dish towels.
Oh, those are cute.
Really cute.
Nice
Simply
pattern.
Whimsical home.
Goes with
They're
everything.
Like, yes, dish towels.
We got a shower gel.
Shower jelly. You know, I love shower jelly.
By Skin and Co.
We'll fight over this stuff later. A ceramic and stainless steel adorable little teapot.
Oh, that's cute.
Who doesn't need a little teapot? Because you know what? Tea is very in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we got a little, a makeup sponge,
makeup
beauty blender.
Beauty blender. Well, what's this? Vince Camuto bag. Wow.
Very cute. And
tote.
An eye cream.
Oh,
I love
my
an
God.
Eye cream.
This
is by Pharmacy, but like from the farm, like FARM. How cute is that? It's called Do It All Total Eye Cream. Wow.
Is Do spelled D-E-W?
D-E-W. So amazing. Thank you, FabFitFun.
Thank you, guys.
We love our stuff. If you want a FabFitFun box, you can get it right now. The total retail value of the fall box is over $275, but you can get it for only $39.99. Oh, my gosh.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff for $39.99.
Wow. Go to FabFitFun.com. And use the promo code FCOL to get your box today. That's FabFitFun. I can't like tell you enough how cool all this stuff is. So do it.
It's all great stuff that you guys are going to love. And that, you know, and it's all full size, which is nice. There's no sample sizes.
No sample sizes in the bunch.
I need earbuds, Cobra earbuds.
Look at all this stuff. We'll be fighting over this later.
Yeah.
Also, do you want to stay safe?
Yeah.
Or do you just want people breaking in your house willy-nilly?
Oh, I thought you... Yeah.
You just want people, like, walking in and taking all your FabFitFun?
No.
No.
Hell no.
So you know what you need?
To protect your FabFitFun?
Simply Safe, guys. Simply Safe wants you to be safe, and they don't want it to cost you an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
it's
fair priced. It's only $14.99 a month. No contracts. No hidden fees.
That's why we got it. And it's simple.
It's
to be honest.
Really simple.
Mm-hmm.
If a storm takes out your power, Simply Safe is ready for you. If an intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they destroyed the keypad or your siren, they'll still get you the help you need. That's what I love about it. They cover every worst case scenario.
Do they protect the husband when the wife wants to take a frying pan to his head?
Oh, I can't wait till this ad read is done so I can hear about this. Listen, Simply Safe. It's spelled differently, though. It's spelled SimpliSafe.com/FCOL. That's SimpliSafe.com/FCOL.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
So we are putting the house on the market like this. It went from la-da-da, living in our house, to, oh, my God, house needs to be pristine. So we have open house today from 10 a.m. to all day. And they're
Didn't
doing
that
like
happen
some...
last time we were recording too? Weren't you like, no. Oh my God, I have to run home because they're.
Last time they were taking pictures.
Oh, right. But taking pictures,
you can fudge some shit. You can like, you know, take a pillow and shove it underneath. You could take, you know, the shoes that Sunny left out in the living room and just shove them into a closet. The closets don't need to look. Everything can go into a closet. Closets need, you know, when you go walking through open houses,
Adam and I go in the closet.
Yeah, you open
First
closets.
First thing you do.
Hell yeah. Well, they're going to have a big surprise this morning when they open our bedroom closet. Everything and anything is shoved in there. But the thing is Adam. So Adam somehow does not want to hear that I'm busy, that I'm working. It's very weird, and it came out in therapy when we went to couple that. It's a very narcissistic thing, you know. I mean, I had to hear for years, I'm busy. Still now, I'm busy. I get 10 jobs. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then, like, when we're in therapy and he wants to do something, like go for a walk, and I say I'm busy, he'll say, like, every time I ask her to do something, she's always busy. She's busy. She's working. She's working. What the fuck? What do you think I'm doing? Do you think I'm playing Fortnite on my phone? Yes. No. No. By the way, that would be insane. Can't play Fortnite on the phone properly anyways. But what maniac. But no, but so he goes on a cruise.
Right.
Kaylin, you went on a cruise. Did you go on the cruise?
Oh, yeah. I went on the cruise.
Okay. Well, I'll have to hear about that. And
I got kind of a funny story for you.
Okay. He went on a cruise for, I don't know, 7 days to Alaska. I don't know where. He went to Seattle, did a show, and then got on a cruise with all his fans, 1,000 people, I guess, and it was great and had a great time. Not one what
He
not
was working, Lynette.
Issue.
He
yes,
was working.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not fun.
No.
Being on a cruise and having all delicious food and being
and everybody
waited
around
on
you that loves you.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, it's like
Lynette,
being at a
it's a job. Okay.
I know.
It's a job.
Yeah. So. But meanwhile, while he's gone, I'm going to go on this cruise. We're going to have the floors put back that got pulled out a couple weeks ago. So Uncle Rob is going to be – there's two Robs. Uncle Rob is Uncle Rob. His uncle's going to be here. He's going to be putting in on Saturday or whatever. Or I don't know, Sunday, Saturday. He's going to be – oh, great. So we're going to have a guy in our house on Saturday. We have a guy in my house every day, all the time, every day of the week. Now on Saturday, I got to have another dude. And then with the kids, but kids, they're neither here nor there. They're self-sustained. They don't need any work. They don't need anything.
Oh, God, no.
Care
they
of.
Drive themselves to the
oh,
other
yeah,
games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. In their self-driving car. Yes, in their self-driving car.
Yeah.
So then.
And they don't need any love and support.
No.
They'll just get up, forage in the backyard for some breakfast, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eat some grub worms.
Yeah, bring me home some grub worms. So
get themselves to their game.
So then he goes. He decides that when he's gone, he's going to have all this work done, so he doesn't have to be around to be inhaling the dust and everything.
Right,
right. So there's that. Okay. So I don't really think about it. I rise to the occasion because
you do.
We want to move. We want another house. It's nicer. It's better. Whatever. Okay. But so then.
But not an envelope house. You're moving into a house that's. Did you already buy a house?
No, we put in an offer. We put in an offer, but we have to sell the house we live in now.
Okay.
So.
But you put in an offer in the same neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like up the street.
Okay.
So we put in an offer and he says we have to sell the house because we need a down payment. We have 3 month escrow to sell the house. Otherwise, I don't know. Garagos? I don't know. Jimmy, maybe.
Right.
Baby Doll Dixon.
Right.
He's going to have to get hit up.
Right.
But so.
Or he could sell one of his cars.
Sell one of his cars, which he is. One's for sale. If anybody's asking, go hit me up, I guess. I don't know. I'll go find somebody from here, one of the lackeys, and ask. It's only $2.2 million. But anyway. So he says, oh, I forgot to tell you that we're having an open house. We got open house coming up. When? In 4 days. The day after I get back. Okay. But you can't do anything to the kids' rooms while I'm gone. You gotta wait because then the things gotta dry and then you can go in there and fix their room up. theirs are the worst rooms of the house.
Right.
Our room is fine. The living room is fine. The TV room is fine. You pick up shit and put it away. Fine. The Natalia's room looks like you know, one of those toys that you wind up and then it explodes on like a cartoon and yeah. all like the like yeah. streamers come out and yeah. like all the shit comes flying out. That's what her room looks like. And in her bathroom, she has a bathroom. In her bathroom, on the mirror, it's written with lipstick, "Have a great first day of middle school. Slay, queen. You got this. Love Annie. Love Lauren. Love all her little friends that came over during the summer and signed her mirror."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's gone. Bye. Say bye-bye. And by the way, I was going to take a picture of it so that she would at least have a picture of it. Forgot. Sorry. Too much going on. I'm going to forget to fucking tell the cleaning lady. Don't do the mirror, okay? Just leave the mirror. Like, I'm not going to fucking remember that shit. I got too much other shit to remember. So then yesterday he comes home. Was it yesterday or two? I don't know. Like, it's all a blur. But anyway.
Also, these kids, they have stuff on their shelves from, like, 1971.
Yes. And they have
to
keep it.
What? Why do you have socks, yeah. like toddler socks,
I know.
In your drawer?
Mm-hmm.
I know that we've been through your drawers many times mm-hmm. over the years.
And you still
how do you still have a size 4 or 5 t-shirt in
right,
here?
Right.
Does this fit you?
Right.
No. Why is it? Why are there a ton of t-shirts? First of all, also, Elby has a collection of stuff that she's gotten from mm-hmm. bat mitzvahs. So mm-hmm. when you go to a bat mitzvah, they have a station where you get a t-shirt, like a gimme t-shirt, and then they spray paint. Mm-hmm. Like they do she probably has like 20 of those in just different parts of the house. And I'm like, are you ever wearing this?
Is this something you're
ever wearing? And then she'll be like, well, to bed. All right, but that's one. So she let me, because I was having a similar issue mm-hmm. this week because John was painting. Mm-hmm. So I was throwing away. I had to use our neighbor's trash bin because mm-hmm. I had so many clothes that were not even nice enough for Goodwill. Like that's uh-huh. how trashed clothes. Right. And I'm telling you that at least once a year we go through their drawers and LB gives some stuff to Sadie and then Sadie passes mm-hmm. some stuff to Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Why do I still – it's like it multiplies.
It multiplies. I have no idea where that shit comes from. And then when you're doing this kind of work at the house – when you're trying to make the house look nice, you go down a rabbit hole. You start going, well, we don't need this anymore. We don't need that anymore.
Right, right.
I just threw away my Coach purse. Calvin Klein purse, my blue purse I've had forever because it was literally like collapsing and tearing.
Right.
And I had a new purse, the same one I got on Amazon to replace it because I like the style. I like it.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting there and I was like – I cleaned it out, and I was like, all right, I'll just keep it. And then I look around, what the fuck am I keeping this thing for? Like, I'm going to go back to it. Right? Really? Like, there's change stuck to the bottom of it from gum and nail polish that's in my purse. Why? I have no idea. What am I going to do? I'm going to get rid of it.
Who are these people that sell stuff on eBay that's, like, beautiful? Like, that they have a purse.
It's never been touched.
And I'm like, how does it not have ink stains in it?
I know.
Yeah, and, like, old pill residue from from an ibuprofen that dropped in your purse and the dye from it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
soaked
that was in there. Orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How seldom are you using a bag? Mm-hmm. And then, okay, wait. And then,
you're using the bag
once in a while. Right. But you're using the purse only once in a while and you're transferring all your stuff. Like, first of all, when I go to transfer stuff, there's like 18 receipts, mm-hmm. 4 really old library mm-hmm. cards mm-hmm. that, you know, mm-hmm. still say like my kid's old name on it.
Right.
Like, I mean, stuff from years ago, like bank statements, like just mm-hmm. stuff like that I crammed into my purse. And then, so then I go to put my stuff in a different purse.
Yeah.
And only bring the stuff I need. But then that purse gets, I have the same thing. I'm like, who? But how? I could never sell any of those purses on eBay.
Right. And it feels weird throw away a purse. But I was like, fuck this. What am I keeping this stupid purse for? It's Calvin Klein. I threw it away. And then I start going down Natalia's room. And I start going through Sonny's room. And now all weekend, while he's on a cruise, drunk on endless rant, I am working and, you know, doing my shit at home.
Right. You're on a real endless rant.
Right. And so this morning, I am making sure I have to be here at 9:30. We have Joe Coy's show after, but he doesn't know that. All I say is I just have to be at work at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Okay.
Right.
Then I get up.
By the way, this is a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, as you know, we have five ads
right.
in our show.
Right.
It's not like we're just hey, let's have a podcast and just like
talk.
Well, we are. That is part of it.
But when I mentioned, but you'll see. So then,
it's not digging dishes,
I told him the night before, I got to be at work at 9:30. And then I told Natalia, keep your room the way it is.
In fact, we were supposed to be here at 9, but neither one of us could make that happen.
No. So I said, Natalia, keep your room the way it is. When you get up in the morning, put your clothes on. Goodbye. You know, she's been getting up and walking to school. Like, she's like, I'm done waiting for the slow poke. I am going. I want to get to school. I want to socialize before school starts.
Oh, good.
So she walks. She's walking.
Does she have somebody nearby to walk with?
She hasn't. Today is the first time, but she's been walking for like a week now. But today was the first day that one of the girls in the neighborhood was like, I'll walk with you.
How many blocks is it?
It's
like five blocks?
Yeah, it's kind of – there's a huge incline going down. But it's not that bad. I think walking home up that would be bad. Plus with the – and by the way, who do you think – so when I drop him off, I have to drop off for lunch because it's too heavy. She doesn't want to put it in her backpack. She has to carry it. So then I got to go to the other side of the school and drop off her lunch. It's not easy for me. Anyway, whatever. So she's leaves, and I think that her room was fine. So I make our bed in our room. He, by the way, comes home from his cruise with all the stuff that fans give him. A mug with a pelican on it for the Stone Pelican for Mike August with coasters, which is really nice, which we're going to use. Like some other T-shirt, a bottle of something, of like shaving cream or something. I don't know. People give him all this stuff. So now it's all over our bedroom because his bag was like one of those wind-up toys that explode and it's all over everything. There's just shit everywhere in our bedroom.
Can I just interject?
Put this stuff away.
Right. They never do though.
No.
John, if he ever goes out of town, which is not often enough for my taste, mm-hmm. but personally, mm-hmm. but when he does go out of town, his stuff would if he went on a cruise, his bag would come home. It stays in the suitcase, but he opens the suitcase because then he starts living out of the suitcase.
Oh, right.
Like,
that's what Adam does.
What?
Yeah, were you waiting for some steward to come by and clean up everything?
He's like
and put
Ramona
it away?
From Real Housewives. He thinks somebody works there that's going to put his stuff away. He's just such a procrastinator that he would, if I didn't take all his stuff and take it out and mm-hmm. then put his stuff in the
that's
hamper, like I'm such a mom,
mm-hmm.
it would just never.
Yeah,
and you know who else does that now? Elby. So she'll go on
it.
She sleeps over at people's houses and there's bags. She'll just, instead of being like, oh, I left my overnight bag that had like a pair of underwear, my bathing suit, a towel, mm-hmm. some random thing.
Right.
And she leaves out by the, she comes in, puts it down by the front door, and then when she goes on her next sleepover, she just gets a new bag.
Right.
So then there's just a pile up. And I get so mad and it doesn't change anything.
I know.
Apparently my anger is not a motivator.
No, it's not. I know. It's same exact thing. My kids, they never, when we leave and go on a trip or something, even sleepovers, their bags are still sitting in their room. So I, this weekend, had to go through their bags that got left sitting around, like bathing suits wet, the bottom of a bag. Like, come on, Sonny. So then he says, did you check the kids' room? Yes, I did. Natalia was supposed to leave her room nice, but she didn't. I had to put a bunch of stuff away. She left her hamper at whatever. Then I said to him, our room is done. All the rooms are done. Everything is done. The kitchen, by the way, every room. I mean, if you think, I mean, we just got shit everywhere. That house has to look like, you know,
like it's
a show
model.
Well, yeah, like it's being staged.
Right, right.
So all the vitamins on the kitchen counter has to be good. I put it in the oven. I'm like, what am I going to do with all this? It's on a tray.
You're like, hope these people don't
open the oven.
Don't want to cook. Hope they're like, yeah, it's an oven.
Hope they don't open the refrigerator. I mean, I shove shit so many places. Our closet and our bedroom is packed to the hilt.
Oh, my God. John has, honest to God, this isn't hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
He probably has like 40 different bottles of different kinds of vitamins or pills or things.
Us too. I'll take a picture.
And he can't put them away
because
he's like, well, I need access to them.
Right.
You know,
you have to see them.
You just at any given moment, you mm-hmm. might need to pop a vitamin.
Right.
Like just, oh, I need a B12.
Right.
Well, I can't get it to it if it's in the bathroom cabinet.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I mean,
we gotta look
I always
at
thought
it.
That's what cabinets were for.
Right.
Like putting shit away.
Yes.
But no, he needs it out. So if I try to do something nice,
mm-hmm.
like in our little bathroom, which mm-hmm. is really small,
mm-hmm.
it's not set up so that there's just could be crap everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like a little, one of those, this is so not me, mm-hmm. but I went to like, you know, Home Goods. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Same brand. Mm-hmm. And got one of those little glass bottle with like little colored blue and white shells, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know. It was like $5.99, yeah. but looks nice. I put that there. Then yeah. there's like a little Buddha that smells good.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. okay, so I have that there. But then it's cluttered by like four bottles of vitamins, you know, yeah. some
then
kind of.
Then what does it good does
and
it?
And then when I can't, if I try to put it away, he's like, what happened to my vitamins?
Right. I grabbed a Buddha instead.
I'm like, what? This is why we can't have a nice room.
I know. No.
Because you might need to pop yeah, a vitamin right. at any given moment.
Well, we have it out in the kitchen on a platter, on a kitchen tray.
Okay, so guess why? What we have? We have this weird, for some reason, somebody got this gift, and it could have been me or it could have been John from E. One of mm-hmm. us worked at E. Mm-hmm. And one of their like promo items was this giant oversized coffee cup. Mm-hmm. But when I say oversized, I mean it's like to be funny. It's like a huge – like the size of like a salad bowl.
Right.
Right? But right. it's a coffee mug.
Uh-huh.
He keeps it on our kitchen counter, mm-hmm. and there's just – it's like a junk drawer – But in the open. So right. there's like bottles of pills in there, all his vitamins, all like old cough drops, mm-hmm. pencil right. that doesn't work anymore. Right. I'm like, can we not have this mug? Can right, this yeah. not be where we keep medication?
Everything,
can't that go in a pantry in the hallway?
Right. I know.
No, apparently not. No. There's a pair of swim goggles in there.
Oh, like, swim goggles.
And every
are
time
everywhere.
I try to go in there, I get pushed back.
And sunblock. Yeah. I know.
Right. It's December. Can we put the sunblock away?
I know. Okay. Right. So this morning, I'm like, I got to get going. And Natalia's room is a mess again. Sonny didn't make his bed like he said he would. No, I thought he did. He said he was going to. I forgot to ask him. My bad. So I said, everything's good. Can you just light a candle in our room? Because it needs, you know, like
freshen
it up. All you got to do is light a candle. All right. Can you do it? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Excuse me? Can I do it? Can I do it? What? You're in your bathrobe drinking coffee. When do you have to be at work? I got Joe Coy waiting for. Oh, Joe Coy after you guys? All right. God, Rob, do it. Oh, because Joe Coy's coming in after us? That now you're taking me seriously? I only said I have to be there at 9:30 180 times.
Our show does better than Joe Coy's show.
I know, but that's
maybe
what I
even.
Mean.
But going why back, are we less? Why? Going back why to does what, that make it like
right? But going back to what I was saying in the beginning, when I say I'm working, it's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter what right. I'm doing. I have to be doing what he's.
Right. It's like Joe Coy's got a real podcast, and ours is just
yeah. You don't want to leave Joe Coy waiting. Right. I don't know. I don't know what he thinks. It's not just our show. It's
but why
anything.
Does he need Rob to light a candle?
I have no idea. Because though the long lighters are in the kitchen drawer. I know where they are. He doesn't. And I said, they're in the drawer. When he said, can you do it? I said, no. And I grabbed my purse and I was leaving. And he goes, I'll have Rob do it. I said, good. And I left.
Yeah, I understand your frustration.
Frustration? I want to punch him. I mean, it's narcissism is what it is. It's just pure, utter, you know. I mean, everybody's got a form of it, but some people have it off the charts. Him, in some ways, you know, when I fell in love with him and I said, you did a pilot. I worked for the company for Loveline. Did you see the pilot? And he goes, no, I haven't seen it. And I thought, what fucking struggling comedian in this town doesn't have a copy of their own pilot? He does a pilot for MTV, and he doesn't have a copy of it? And it's been like a month? I was like, wow, I'm in love. After I just dated Ben Silverman, a douchebag at NBC. Sorry. Bleep is – who cares? And he's a douche. Anyway.
He's a known douche.
Yes. So
– it's not going to surprise anyone.
Yeah, I don't think so. So
also,
I was like,
Ellen's
wow.
a bitch.
Right.
Just spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. So dating those guys, going to that, I'm thinking, okay. So, and then he'll say stuff like, do I ever ask you to watch anything that I'm on? Do I ever ask you to blah,
yes.
blah, 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 blah? Do
yes.
I ever ask you to do, he doesn't ask me to watch the TV stuff. Like if he's on Jay Leno or television.
No, but if he's working on something, he wants you to watch it lots of times.
Oh, his documentaries? Yes. He doesn't want to watch. But you'll never have me say to you, did you watch me last night on the show? Did you see it yet? Did you record? Did you watch it? No, he doesn't do that.
I think that's kind of normal. Like,
I have friends that have husbands that work on television shows late night that say, did you watch it? Not Jimmy Kimmel, but. Like, the ancillary.
I don't need to watch it. I live with you.
Right.
Like, I always tell John that, too, when he's like, oh, we're going to set the thing to watch your Today show. I'm like, you know me.
Yeah, I know.
You live with me. I don't think anything I say on the Today, like, yeah. I understand, like, okay, they're proud of me, but that's not all the time. But I'm just saying, John didn't even read the books. I've written. He's like, well, I know what they are. I mean, yeah. I helped you with each chapter. Yeah. Like, a lot of times I'll workshop a chapter with him. But I'm like, yeah, but still, you never read the finished product. You never were like, oh, my wife wrote a book. Mm-hmm. But then it's not like I go, I don't care.
You care. Right.
I'm not going to sit there and be like, I can't believe you didn't read my book.
Right.
Right. I get it.
It's different shades of people have that. It's different shades.
Right,
he
but
can't
I'm just saying I don't feel like you should be so grateful that he doesn't make you watch all his TV appearances.
I'm not. Trust me. Spoiler alert.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, he doesn't – but he what he doesn't understand, and I don't think he's ever going to understand at his age, that he has to – I have to be mirroring him of what he's – I have to – If he's working on documentaries, he wants me working on documentaries. If he's selling Mangria, he wants me selling Mangria. If he's doing podcasting, he wants me being around the podcast. If he's – whatever he's doing, he wants me to be doing it. And if I'm doing something else that he told me 12 years earlier, like Mangria or whatever, and I'm working on it and I'm busy and I built something, what? You're working? That doesn't mean anything. Like, so anyway – It's just infuriating.
I think what you're dealing with is like a magnified. Yes, I think we all have some of that going on. Mm-hmm. Like, especially that thing that we talk about, where they want a lot of kudos for the thing that they've decided is the new priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
right?
Like, we've needed Sadie and Xander's room. I think I've told you has been Pepto Bismol Pink.
Right.
Since I was pregnant with them, we were like, oh. We're having twin girls. We should paint the room pink. That seemed like a great idea to me at the time.
Yeah.
But the walls, they're like tall walls. Tall walls? Is that high ceilings?
High ceilings.
Whatever. High ceilings in the kids' room.
Mm-hmm.
Not crazy high ceilings, but high ceilings.
Yeah.
So it's very pink. There's a lot of pink. It's like a pink jail. Mm-hmm. You know? It's like you're in a pink prison.
Yeah.
Just pink. And the deepest, like I said, Pepto-Bismol. Imagine Pepto-Bismol pink. But both John and I are procrastinators, and it's just like we just couldn't get ourselves together to like – because I hate picking out paint colors.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite thing to do. It makes me really anxious.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, my point is John finally decided like this is what I'm doing. This is my big project. And suddenly this has to be everybody's main project.
Mm-hmm.
And then he realized because the walls were semi-gloss – that they needed to be sanded. Like, you can't paint over semi-gloss, right?
He decided. No, I think
– Well, I mean, he tried to do it, I think, and then was like, these need to be sanded.
Yeah.
So it became a bigger job than he thought it was, which became a bigger job for the whole family because we lived in, like, destruction because the dust gets everywhere. It's like Mount St. Helens erupted in our house, in our 1,600 square foot house.
Sister.
So the dust gets everywhere.
Yes.
And then if I complain – Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't complain.
No. It's like – he's like wearing – he's got on – you got to picture this.
Mm-hmm.
His hair's gotten a little long, so it's like there's just like dust is in his hair, and he's wearing a mask like an old T-shirt and like ripped jeans from painting.
Uh-huh.
And he just looks like – he looks like something from the apocalypse because it's just dust.
Is he wearing like the masks that the Asian people wear because they don't want to get sick? Yet.
Yeah. Not the ones like not the ones that tie, but like the ones that people wear. Yeah, they're like white with a rubber band with a band.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's wearing that, and he's in the bedroom. And meanwhile, dust is still it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Right? He's not sealing up the room.
Ugh.
Okay. So of course, I'm going to complain because have you met me? I do complain.
Yeah.
I'm vocal with my displeasure.
Yes.
So I'll work on it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, holy shit, like there's dust everywhere. It's tracked into the front door. It's on our newish couches. It's
newish.
Gotten into Elby's room. Elby's coughing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, it's really dusty. And he's like, yeah, you think? Like,
oh, so
because he's in a cloud of dust and he's working in it. But then here's the problem. It's like, okay, so this becomes like our whole life is just like also all the stuff from that bedroom. He moves the beds into the middle of the floor and puts a drop cloth over them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which mm-hmm. didn't really mm-hmm. work that well. And now there's paint is on the – anyway, my point is all their furniture, like their shelves and stuff, are in mm-hmm. the hallway. We have just a little hallway. Mm-hmm. So now you can barely walk through the hallway. The kids now are sleeping on an arrow bed in Elby's room.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because
–
and – a lot of their stuff, their bed covers, their stuff is in our living room.
Ugh.
So I hate chaos. First of all, I think my husband's a hoarder as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like without everybody shit being everywhere, I already think he saves everything.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I throw everything out.
As yeah.
soon as people are done with something, I'm like, put it in the trash.
Yeah.
We don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not as sentimental as he is. He
right.
keeps every... And so we have piles. We have mm-hmm. Sterites full of pictures that he's going to scan
mm-hmm.
so that they're all on the computer before he moves them to the garage.
Do that.
It's great, but there's in the corner of our playroom
of
is like piles of stuff that's going to get dealt with eventually. So what happens is when you're taking all the kids' belongings mm-hmm. and putting them in the living room,
mm-hmm.
now it's like the thing I hate times a million.
Right. I know.
Now
that's
like,
how
I
can't
live
living.
Like, and then I just feel like that all over my body, anxiety, like I can't live like this.
Uh-huh.
And then John only wants to talk about paint.
Right.
So then he's like, so then we get
we have
fights.
Living the same
we
life.
Had this fight that I even told you about before about the paint color because
mm-hmm.
he was like, what do you think of this paint color?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like.
And he got mad.
You got mad. It's like, then don't ask me what I think of the paint color.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking paint it whatever you want. Because
uh-huh.
how am I – so I can't have an
That's
opinion.
That's why I give up.
But you want my opinion. You need me to be a part of it.
Right.
I didn't ask for you to do the paint job yourself in the first place. We could have just hired somebody and it would have been
thing.
Done in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he feels like, well, I really want to do this. This is
mm-hmm.
the project. Okay, then you be into that project.
Right.
I don't bring him into every project
But
I'm
that's
working
another
on
another thing.
I had a garage sale last year.
Yeah,
I wasn't,
did he go? Yeah,
no,
did
I wasn't
he help?
Like, hey,
mm-hmm.
let's go through every single one of your belongings and decide what you want to keep.
Right.
No, I didn't involve him in it. I
right.
just did it.
Right. But that's the other thing. Like, he says to the therapist, too, a lot. I don't know. I just think that, like, she needs to get, like, a project. Like, you feel good. If you start a project, you middle and the end. You big and beginning, the middle and the end.
How about your podcast that you grew
yes.
the same way he grew his?
Neither here nor there. Anything I do.
How about Corolla Drinks, the
no,
company that
well,
you
That's
that you
nothing. No, he's talking about building shit and painting.
I don't
Remember
want
the,
to.
Remember, we had a huge fight over the room and the other
yes,
house?
Yes, painting that
painting
room.
Painting that
he,
room. And
yeah.
Jody was like, are you kidding? You're going to have her paint it? Why not have Roberto and Alvaro work for you? They can take one day and do it. And
right.
Done. No, it's not about that. It's about feeling good. Like going, look at what I did. I painted. Fuck
well, this
you.
This is my feeling. If you want to feel good, not you, Lynette, but
not
them,
now.
But Adam and John, if
right.
you really want to feel good, then
go
by all means,
pat
do
yourself
it.
On the back and do yourself. Yeah, I know.
But that's up to you.
Right.
Well, that's – I had the same argument with John, and he thought I was being a real bitch.
Oh, like, I know.
In fact, we had a big fight this week because he got mad at me because he said that I was being basically a bitch. Like, he said that I was – well, he didn't say the word bitch, but
mm-hmm.
he said I was very rude.
Cunty, he said.
He goes, wow, what a cunt. And I was like, okay. Because
he
stayed up until 3:30 in the morning.
He
paint,
did?
Yes, but he was like, well, he got really mad. He stayed up really late, but then the next morning, he didn't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling is, well, like, you stay up really, really late because you are a nocturnal person, which I used to be
right.
before we had kids.
Right.
But I was
Turns
forced
out now.
into being a person who gets up at the crack of dawn.
Right.
I was forced into that.
Right.
I didn't choose that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like, you know what would be great? Is
right.
if I could get up at 6:30 or 7 every single morning without fail unless the kids
right.
get a day off.
Right. And even
hit the
then
ground
I
running,
can't sleep.
Make their lunches, make right. sure, think about the night before. Is there stuff for them to make their lunch
right.
if they're going to make lunch?
Right.
Okay, he never ever does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
so it's
because,
okay for him
but
to stay.
He's like, but I was up until 3:30 in the morning painting
mm-hmm.
and doing this. I was like, but you chose
to do that.
Nobody made you decide to paint the room.
Right.
It looks great. It's all done. But, and I worked really hard too. I went and bought a rug from Home Goods.
Ah, I was going to do, oh my God, we are living the same life. I was going, there's a Home, I was just too tired. On Sunday, that's one of the things on my list to do. And I was like, I don't really want to go to Home Goods right now. Do I really
want to? But they want us to be like, wow.
Yeah.
I think if we were like, if every day we were like, oh my God.
Look at the tree you trimmed in the backyard.
Yeah, what? That looks amazing. Thank you, honey. I would never have thought of trimming the tree on my own. But because you did it, I really realized how much we needed that tree trimmed.
And thank you for changing out the outlets. Thank you for doing that.
So during my fight with John, I was like, have you ever done a little laundry in the house? I do laundry for five people. I'm doing laundry every day. And not one time have I been like, hey, how come you didn't thank me today for doing all the laundry?
Must be nice.
And he's like, he got really mad at that. He was yelling. We were having a yelling fight. He was like, but I've never, I don't ask you to do, I'm not asking you to thank me for doing the things I'm doing.
Right.
He's like, I'm just asking you to be freaking decent and not rude to me about it. But he doesn't understand that. I'm like, but I'm living in chaos that I didn't choose. And because it takes him a long time to get a project done, because he's also working.
Right.
Like, he's also working from home. So he's like, I got done this thing, that this podcast I was writing, and I did this and I did that. And I'm like, yeah. And in the meantime, the thing that's making our house look like a destruction zone takes a week and a half instead of 2 days.
Exactly.
So if you're so busy working, then let me hire somebody to paint really quickly and get it done so I don't have to lose my mind.
Right. What's more important? What's it worth? What's your time worth?
So I said every night the kids are sleeping in LB's room and she's sick of it. It's not like it's a – anyway.
Wait. Yeah. Let's continue. Let's talk about the Honest Company really quick.
Speaking of being honest about our lives.
And your feelings.
The Honest Company.
You guys know their products, right? They're really – they're great.
Yeah.
They're honest. No. They by the way, they have diapers that – they have brand new diapers that they came out. They just launched. They are with leak protection like never before. You guys should check it out.
It's like 100 times – the regular leak protection. So you
holding
can leave
17
them,
times their weight in fluid.
Yeah. Leave that kid in diapers for like 2 days.
While you paint the room. But the kid will be fine.
No, we're kidding. But honestly, their stuff is honestly. They're the softest diapers. The inside liner has a comfy cloud-like support that keeps your baby super happy.
They're crafted with specially selected ingredients and made without harsh chemicals and additives.
Yeah, and they have really cute designs.
Yes, they do. So go check out The Honest Company. You can find them. Their products are pretty much everywhere. They're in the grocery stores, Target,
They're ultra soft. They're safe. They're naturally derived ingredients. They're high quality. They're great. Everybody knows
the
reputation of Honest Company.
They're diapers and wipes. They have the diapers and wipes bundle, which is one of the best deals on a monthly supply of their diapers and wipes. You save almost $17 on each shipment.
Wow.
Yes. They have an exclusive for the bundle that you get delivered onto you on schedule. You customize and control it. And if you're not 100% satisfied, they will work with what you want. They sell trusted home cleaning and beauty products, like we said. So go check them out. Go to honest.com/FCOL. Insert the promo code HONEST, okay, at checkout. Put in HONEST. But go to honest.com/FCOL and get $25 off the first month of shipment.
Yeah, baby, do it. Also, while we're at it, Gamefly.
Gamefly.
Yeah, they're the best way to buy and rent all your kids' favorite video games across any gaming console, whether it's Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo. They cover it all. This is another monthly subscription stuff is the way to go.
It is. And because you don't have to worry about it. Everything just comes. And also with Gamefly, though, the nice thing is you don't have to buy all these games like for people's birthdays and Christmas time. You just go. It's like you put in what you want, the title that you want, and they send it to you. When you're done, you send it back, and then you get your next shipment or your next whatever you want. They have now 9,000 titles, but they also have movies as well. So go check them out. Go to Gamefly.com slash, yeah, yeah, gamefly.com/FCOL and start your free premium 30-day trial today.
Yeah,
so,
it allows you to get two games and or movies at a time, but you can only get this offer by going to gamefly.com/FCOL.
Yeah.
Do it. You know,
what
it's
so
funny.
About
look,
our husband.
Well, the funny thing is I had already written down before you even started talking about that. I had written down for things to talk about painting, having the house in disarray, fighting with John.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I had written that down before you even got
here. Did you
here.
Get all your details out that you wanted to? So you guys had an –
we
are living
big,
the same
we were,
exact –
we were having really
you
big
would,
fights.
You would probably break down and cry if you – the house the way it was like a year ago when he decided – I think he's got an addiction to building. He's got to tear some shit out. The realtor came by like a couple weeks ago and she's like, the slope of your roof when you walk in, it's so low. I wish it was like a little higher. He raised the roof.
What?
Within 4 days.
He raised the roof.
He raised the roof. He cut out a section, put the molding. You can't tell any different. And she was like blown away. Then she was like going through the house. We're talking about putting it on. Then she was like, this area here is this our house is a weird mishmash because the people that live there grew up there. Then their parents, they wanted their parents living with them. So they like had an add-on. So the house is like one story, but there's like an add-on. So it's longer. So it had a kitchen in the other side of the house. And so it had two kitchens when we first moved in.
Right.
Anyway, she's like, this hallway here is kind of tight. 4 or 5 days later, he moved the walls out and made it bigger and wider with the flooring and everything and the molding. I mean, yes, he's good at that. And I know there's women out there that are going, you know how lucky you are. You know how lucky you are. You know how lucky you are. I don't know about how lucky I am, though, honestly, ladies. I would rather just have somebody just do it and I don't have to hear and have to pat them on the back and thank them. And also, when he did the whole construction of the kitchen, Olga and I were like, honestly, we really wanted to just break down and cry at one point because where we were putting things, I mean, everything was all over the place. I mean, it was such chaos, just the kitchen alone and the flooring, which I don't know if you remember the epoxy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That he put on the floor.
Yeah.
It smelled the house of chemicals for weeks. And we couldn't walk on that floor. And the only way to get the one side of the house to the other side of the house was to go outside and around. Plus, we got a 100-pound lab who just doesn't give a fuck about fucking flooring.
Right.
He's going to walk wherever he's going to walk. He doesn't care, you know, if that's dry, it's not dry yet. He's going to put his fucking prints there.
Right.
He don't give a shit.
Right.
He just wants to fucking hang out. So I got like, oh, where's Phil? Where's Phil? Where is he? Where is he? Oh, we went in the pool. Then he goes and takes a dip in the pool. Now he's all wet and he comes in. We had the house all clean yesterday. He comes running through the house after he went into the pool. Somebody left the back door open. He had mud. I mean, honestly, like this is the kind – and people think, well, you got people help. No, I don't. I really don't have people helping me. I have Olga that comes at 3 o'clock when they get out of school. She's there from 3 to like 7. And she helps me in the evenings, in the afternoon. And that's it. Like, she's not there on the weekends. She's not there in the morning. She's not there during the day. Like, I'm there with Rob during the day, fucking, and Roberto and Alvaro. And that's it. And it's like, it's great and everything. And I like it. And I'm very grateful. But Jesus fucking Christ, like, enough. Like, can we just live in a house and not have any construction at all whatsoever?
But feel like you have had this conversation with him where
he doesn't
because
care.
This is where things start to get really tense for you.
Yes.
And you've told him, this is, I can't do this.
Which is why we're not building the house. That's why we're not building the envelope house. Mm-hmm. Because he said, okay.
Isn't it just as bad if you're constantly doing some sort of construction?
Yes. For him, it's nothing. I guess it's like for us, I don't know what it would be for us because what do? We don't do any hobbies. But for him, for her to go, yeah, just change the roof or knock this wall off. It's no big deal. Or this room needs to be painted. Or this floor needs to be changed out. Like for him, it's not a big deal. For me, it is. It's a big deal because I have to do everything in that room, out, back, get the kids.
I remember when I was pregnant with the twins.
Mm-hmm.
So our house was a lot smaller because it's like you walk in, we had our living room. It doesn't really matter. But we were like, all right, in order for us to have any room in the house, because we were going to lose our office because we needed a room for the twins.
Right.
So we had to – we expanded. We had this lanai.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lanai, mm-hmm. which we thought was
cool.
permitted
oh.
for living space.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out – because it was permitted. When we bought the house, we were like, is it permitted? Is this space permitted? It was like a wooden roof – but it wasn't climate controlled.
Yeah.
So you couldn't keep stuff out there. It's not
right.
like you could live there. It was like these vinyl floors and it got really dirty kind of out there mm-hmm. because it was sort of
– yeah.
It Lines was all glass doors.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't it did it had no AC or
right.
electricity out
it's
there.
It was
like
house.
A porch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we never used it. We like – there was – anyway. So we decided, okay, well, we're going to – turn this – convert this mm-hmm. into livable space.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired a contractor and it turned out that it wasn't permitted as living space. It was permitted as a patio, which – so
right.
– so, well, it's a whole
yeah.
thing. It's a whole kasha
mm-hmm.
to permit something because then you have to make sure the foundation is up to code, which it wasn't. So then we had to redo the foundation. Like there – what we thought we might be able to get away with, like 10,000,
mm-hmm.
ended up being like 60,000,
oh,
right?
My
or
God.
Because, but then, it's... because by the time you start doing it, you're like, well, if we're going to do this, then we might as well get built-in desks.
Right.
Like by that time, right. you're into your HELOC.
Yeah.
Like you're like, what, am I yeah. going to skimp on a few
right.
thousand dollars more to have
right.
like desks that are built in?
Right.
Am I going to go buy some IKEA shit
yeah.
for this nice new room that, okay. So, but the point is, I remember never having my anxiety as high as having workers there every day, people in and out of my house, like the you know, porta potty, because at a certain point, you're like, you can't just – I can't just have strangers in and out of my bathroom
right.
every day.
I
can't.
Know.
All the
I
time.
I know.
And then at some points, the whole back of the house was exposed. Because – so then they – what
oh
they do
God.
Is at night when they leave, they board it up
uh-huh.
and they like nail
– tarp or
boards.
Some, uh-huh.
No, just like wood.
Oh, like big
boards.
Plywood. Mm-hmm.
And it was awful. I just remember every night – and I was pregnant. So it was loud every day and I was home because I wasn't
oh
working
God.
Towards the end of my pregnancy and I thought I was going to die. I was like, I can never – I don't know how people deal with construction.
I do
loud all day long. People in my house. People walking around. People
it's my
like
whole life
and tons of questions. They
mm-hmm.
always have a question.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Miss, like,
yeah.
do you need blah, blah? And I'd be like, I don't know. Where's
I know.
The contractor?
Right.
Contractor's never there.
Never.
I'm like, ask Mark.
Right.
Where?
Right.
Where? What happened to Mark?
Right. No. Since I've known Adam, I mean. Jay has been – Adam was Adam's assistant. Like we got him because I was pregnant and Jimmy was like, what the fuck? You're pregnant. You're with twins and you have all these stairs in this house. How are you – you got to have somebody help you. And he had a guy at his house.
Right.
And we got Jay. So Jay comes out. Now Jay gets taken away from me and becomes Adam's assistant. But every morning, God bless him, every morning come down and get my coffee. Hey, Lynette. How you doing? Hey, Mrs. C. How you doing? Morning. Like – first of all, at that time, he was young and kind of cute and I didn't know him and I'm like in my bathrobe and,
right.
you know, and then like last night I take a shower. It's 10 o'clock. I'm in my bedroom naked and in walks Olga. Where do you want me to put these? Where should I put these? Because it was a late night of us like
right.
putting shit away.
Right.
What should I do? And then she comes back in and says, okay, I'm leaving now. So I put Natalia's shit. I put her, but I don't even know what she told me. I said, okay. Yeah, okay. Got it. Bye. See you later. You know, it's just that. Rob comes just walking in all the time. I was in my nightgown. I mean, my nightgown. I was just like in, you know, like.
T-shirt, like a long T-shirt.
Yeah, with like spaghetti straps.
Right.
You know, and I was in the kitchen and it's see-through and I'm in the kitchen. Rob comes walking in the morning. Like, can you fucking knock? Who
right.
left the front door open, by
right.
the way? God damn it. And I know Adam does. He gets up and he opens the door. He opens the whole house.
Right.
And then he goes back to bed. And then I go and take the kids to school. And then I come back. Morning. I was like, I was just looking for just 5 minutes of peace and quiet. You know, they've been all morning. It's just a chaos. It's just insane.
I don't have that, but I do have the husband who's in bed when I come home.
Must be nice.
Find myself sometimes like I come home. I'm usually on the phone. Like
mm-hmm.
I'm like rolling calls from when I drop the kids off, the second kid off, because I could take the two. Then I take LB. Then I come home. And it's like an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I leave at like by 7:35.
Wow.
And the kids, the Sadie and Xander, have to be at their school at 8:05. Mm-hmm. But I try to get them there by like 8. And then Elby needs to be at school by 8:35. But I usually drop her off around 8:15. Mm-hmm. And then it takes another like half hour to get home because I'm driving from Van Nuys to my house and then, you know, in traffic, in the morning traffic. So, yeah, so it's a lot. Mm-hmm. So I usually get some phone calls out of the way, whatever. Then I come home, walk in the house, walk the dog. By the time I get back with the dog, it's like after 10. And then I'm like, John's in bed. You know, go bring him like a cup of coffee so that you get that thing. I feel like I'm in the army.
Right.
Like I've done like four loads of laundry, done the dishes, done mm-hmm. blah, 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 rolled five calls, you know, had a conversation mm-hmm. with meet and greet, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. And John's still sleeping. In his mind, he's like, but I stay up really late.
That what you're fighting about?
I mean, yes, because the anxiety builds in me mm-hmm. with the pain and with the, like, I just feel mad.
Yeah.
I start feeling mad all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I can't not feel mad. I'm just, I walk in and he feels like he's kind of earned some sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. This is in his mind. He's like, I worked a 16-hour day. Mm-hmm. I did my job, plus I was painting and sanding. And then in my mind, I'm like, but nobody asked you to sand.
Right.
Like at that point that you realize this job was going to be a lot
then
harder,
we could
have hired somebody
yeah.
to come over and handled it in a day. And then we mm-hmm. wouldn't have displaced the kids for a week, you mm-hmm. know, through school days yeah. of trying to sleep in Elby's room and Elby can't sleep. And, you know, and you're cranky because you're working every day doing mm-hmm. a job that's hard.
Right.
And complaining, oh, my back hurts and this hurts and that hurts because I'm on a ladder sanding. Okay, but I didn't ask you to do that.
I know.
And now you want me to weigh in on the paint colors, and then you're not happy with my answer. Oh, at one point – okay, really quick before we go. So at one point, he had put this blue on the wall that seemed to me that it was going to be way too intense.
Yeah.
And I felt like, oh, a whole room with high ceilings of that blue is going to be like Pepto-Bismol but in blue. Right?
Yeah.
So he said, what's your opinion on this? I said, I feel like it's kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think
mm-hmm.
it needs to be a little lighter for a nice blue.
Soften it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So he shows me this. He's like, hey, I need you to, can you come eyeball this?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. And I already don't want to have a paint conversation, but he's like, just look at this. Just, I want to show you this. And he shows me the color. It's not on the wall, of course.
Right.
Like which
right, right.
It's going to look different on the yes. wall anyway. But he shows it to me in like the sample container and it's super bright blue. Like it's really bright.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like almost neon.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the sign, like the frame of the Adam Carolla mm-hmm. sign right there. Like mm-hmm. with you
it's
guys behind. Can't see it, but it's like a
it's
bright
the Adam,
blue.
Adam's new logo.
Yeah. So it's like a
yeah.
bright blue.
Electric blue.
Yeah. And I say, wow, that's really bright. And he mm-hmm. goes, well, the other one was too dark. And I said, yeah. Well, they're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
Like I said, and this one is too bright. And he's like, he got really annoyed because, wow, so the other one was too dark, but now this one's too bright.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which is it? Is it too bright or is it?
Right.
I'm like, one of them's too dark and one of them's too bright. This was a big – we fought because I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm looking for something lighter and subtler. Mm-hmm. Like just because the bright one is lighter doesn't mean it – like there's
– I know.
I was like, I don't understand.
I know.
And then
it's
I said,
like you're
I go,
taking
I
crazy pills.
I can't win.
Yeah.
I go, I can't win. You just want to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you just want to think that I'm being difficult about paint.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, it's a pretty exact thing. I go, mm-hmm. you got to live with that color.
Mm-hmm.
I go, and we have made paint mistakes before, and it was awful. Seafoam green in the office. I was like, we looked like we were living in a 70s motel for a while until we had to repaint the whole room. I go, I just would like that to not happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to not go through all this and have the room be painted and be like, wow, this is really bright kind of color to live with.
Mm-hmm.
But he was mad. So then we were kind of yelling because
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, then just paint it whatever fucking color you want
mm-hmm.
because you clearly aren't interested in my input.
Right.
So why are you even asking me if you just want to be mad that I have an opinion?
Mm-hmm.
You just want me to be like, that looks great, honey.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thanks for painting the room.
Yeah.
Thanks. You just want. That's what you're just want. Looking mm-hmm. for a pat on the back that you're doing something. You don't really want my input. You just want me to see how hard you're working.
Right.
So yes. I had to figure that out. And then I was like, I calmed myself down. And then he goes, fine. I'm just going to do the original color that Xander picked. And I go, fine. Great. Mm-hmm. Have at it. I'm mm-hmm. not living in that room.
Right, right.
Whatever.
Right,
if you right. guys decided that works, that's great.
Right.
So then he actually picked a different color that was lighter. And then we started joking around about it mm-hmm. on text. Mm-hmm. And he went with a more subtle blue. Somehow he figured it out because the room looks great.
Isn't that weird?
It's a nice subtle green on one wall for Sadie and a light mint green, but mm-hmm. not
yeah, yeah.
seafoamy.
It's not seafoam.
And a blue that looks actually really nice that they
Those
he figured it out.
That's
he,
nice.
He did a lighter color.
See?
So he was capable of that.
Yeah. That's interesting.
But somehow I was the bad guy.
I know. It's really weird. I have to say one disclaimer, though. If anybody sees our listing online at some point, please know this. I didn't pick any of those colors. I know you guys are going to look at it and go, huh? What? Orange? Literally, our kitchen is this color blue, the color of Adam's logo, electric uh-huh. blue
yeah.
cabinets. And 3 feet away is the TV room, which is this. It's orange. It's like an orange flooring and
right.
curtains. And then the couch is a different blue. It's like a navy blue. I know. Jody wants to throw up every time. And the outside was seafoam green.
Right.
But he changed it to, and I said, he's like, if you want to paint the outside of the house, now's the time to say it because I changed the roofing. And I go, okay. And he goes, well, you got to go to the store and pay. I go, what do we got in the garage? I said, all right, do that yellow. The yellow that's like somewhere else in the house.
Uh-huh.
They painted it that, like a subtle yellow. It's not that great, but it's much better than the seafoam green. And I wasn't about to fucking go to the store
right.
and go get some paint
right.
so that he can go, that's not going to work.
Right.
That's not using that. Fuck that. I wasn't going to fall for that fucking bait and switch.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Before we wrap, let's tell you about Pluto TV. It's the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies. When I say thousands, I don't mean hundreds. I mean there's thousands of movies on demand, all of them free. And here's the thing that is going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
They never ask for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up.
That's nice.
You just watch it.
That's
it's
nice.
It's easy, completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? You can download it for free.
Yeah, because, you know, my friend Jody, she was one of these people that I don't have a TV, which I hate. I
yes.
hate those fucking people,
yes.
which I don't know how I stayed friends with her. But she watches shit on her computer. Why? I don't, okay. She's a bachelorette. Okay. So,
right.
But now Pluto TV she has, and she's like, it's awesome. She's got
oh.
all the TV shows, all the movies. She loves
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And they have everything. They have like – they have news. They have movies. They have hit shows. Mm-hmm. And also you will get Adam – you'll get Chassie.
Oh, yeah. You
Chassie
get the Chassie.
Is on Pluto.
Yeah.
So you can watch Adam's documentaries, yeah. His movies. Anyway, you can download it on any of your devices like Roku, Amazon Fire, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere.
Roku.
So do that. Also, sign up for our Patreon.
Yeah.
We're still doing Patreon. Nothing's changing right this minute. So for $5 a month, you will get a bonus episode of me and Lynette talking about stuff that we cannot talk about on the regular
right.
show.
That's right.
We sometimes
Very
name
personal.
Names.
Yes.
We get personal. We just do stuff that you can't – that we
right.
don't want you to
we
tattle
want, right.
about.
We don't want the teachers coming and at us.
Right.
And going,
exactly.
We heard you talking about us.
And everybody that gets Patreon seems to love it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. There's no complaints.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
This week, I think I'm going to bitch about something and read another sort of crazy email. You kind of got to. I think you'll see.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But if you're at $50 a month right now, you'll get a shout out for your business. Like Michelle Baker, who does Green Horizon CBD without THC. And they have – okay, so there's this Facebook debate on whether it's pronounced salve or salve. Apparently it's pronounced salve. But in the UK they pronounce it salve. But one of our listeners, it really bothers her that I say salve. So they have a salve called Chronic Relief that you rub on anywhere you have pain, and it helps a lot. Go to mygreenhorizon.com and put in FCOL Baker.
Get that a listener to come out here and read the ad for us then, huh?
Lisa Dahl has an online women's clothing boutique, and it's called Lisa the Shop with two S's because she likes to be different. So go to Lisa the Shop with two S's and check out her everyday women's fashion loungewear. Jamila Lowe is a childcare consultant, and she's at culturalcare.com/JLOW. So see what a childcare consultant can do for you and your childcare needs. Elise Ungs does custom wood signs, and she's at shimlee.com, shimlee.com, or at Instagram, shimleeusa. And Chelsea Marks has a company called Payne's Gray. They do furniture and home decor. So go to P-A-Y-N-E-S, Payne's, GRAY.com, and check out her stuff. Support our listeners.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for supporting us.
Yes. And on Friday's episode, Kaylin will tell us a story
about
being on the Corolla Steamrolled cruise.
Him. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. You're all a parent now.
Don't F it up.
What time is it?
Pump your fist, little kid, man, jiggy jiggy. Pump your fist.